Yes, hello. My name is Joshua. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking to people in California today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis for quality control purposes.
What are the questions in regards to?
Well, it's mainly about politics. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you are in a place where you could talk safely?
Yeah, I'm good.
You are right. Thank you. So excellent. In that case, in which state do you currently live, California or other?
California.
And in which county in California do you currently live? Merced, Calaveras,
Merced. Calusa. Yeah.
Thank you Merced. So very much, Merced. And of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a regular home phone, some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone, or all or almost all calls on a cell phone?
Yeah, all of them on a cell phone.
All or almost all calls on a cell phone. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Or no? Okay, thank you so much. And now just to ensure we have a representative sample. First, in what year were you born? Just a year.
1980.
Thank you so very much. And now let me also go ahead and ask you, what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino?
Caucasian.
Caucasian, thank you. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
Master's
degree, okay. Thank you so much. 2 to 3 years postgraduate work or master's degree, okay. And getting started first, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as a president?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Okay. And next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you so very much. And if the elections for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
Republican.
Thank you. Next, I would like to read a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you don't know too much about, just tell me, and we'll go on to the next one. Now, Joanna Garcia Rose, favorable or unfavorable?
Yeah, I don't really know her.
Oh, never heard of her? Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no.
Or you have no opinion about her?
I've never heard of her.
Okay. Esmeralda Soria?
I've heard of her. Yeah, so. I mean...
You have a favorable opinion, would you say?
I would just say neutral on that one.
No opinion in that case? But because you've heard
no
her.
Opinion.
Okay.
Yeah, I've heard
How
of
about
her,
Kamala no Harris?
Yeah, not good. Strongly disagree.
Unfavorable? Okay,
unfavorable
in this one. Okay, how about Donald Trump?
Yeah, favorable. Not strong, but favorable.
Okay. And moving on, which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for state assembly? Education, homelessness, climate change, healthcare, jobs and the economy, inflation, the cost of living, crime and public safety, border security, abortion, and taxes. Which one?
Oh, wow.
The most important to you?
A lot of them. Probably crime and, probably crime, public safety.
Crime and public safety. Okay, thank you. Thinking ahead to the November election, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all interested and 10 means that you're extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
9.
Thank you. And next, if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote, Donald Trump, Republican, or Kamala Harris, Democrat?
Trump.
Thank you so much. And if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote, Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member of, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor?
Okay. Yeah, I go for the Republican.
Okay. Would you say in this case, Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, lean towards her, probably, or definitely vote for her?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, definitely vote for Republican. Thank you. And moving on, would you say the economy is headed in the right direction, or is it pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
Yeah, really bad. Wrong track.
Wrong track, huh? Next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has increased, decreased, or stayed about the same?
Increased.
Okay. And on a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during the campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. And the first one is to make California more affordable. Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat.
Thank you. As a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
More likely, not much more. Just somewhat more likely.
More likely? Okay, thank you. Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and one-strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children. More likely or less likely?
Strongly more likely.
Much more likely. Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Would you say much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. In the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office. More likely or less likely?
Strongly more likely.
Much more likely. Thank you so much. Moving forward now. Now that you've heard some information, if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican auditor mother? Or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat State Assembly member?
Rose.
Garcia Rose, right? Let me record your answer. And next, yeah. I'd like to read a few statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soria during campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for State Assembly. The first one is Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents. And then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise.
Okay.
More likely or less likely?
Yeah. Less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely. Sure.
Okay. Thank you so much. Let me go ahead and actually confirm that just for a moment, please. Yes, exactly. So you said it was much less likely. Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agreed, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it. Much likely or less likely?
Less likely, yeah. Come on. This is
much less likely.
Stop here. Yeah.
Okay.
I gotta get going. How many more questions?
We're at 83%, almost done. Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money.
If there's
money.
Any questions on Soria, just say less likely.
Okay. I just have to read just for quality purposes. For her political campaigns, this money could go toward negative campaigns, ads, or even some of Soria's personal expenses. Is that much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to the land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with.